Hey, Corrine, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tere?
Good. I think we should have an intro, so we're going to sing Angel Coaches.
Angel
Go, Angel
coaches,
Coaches.
angel coaches.
I know, isn't that great? We got a great show planned tonight, and I know that there's an interesting story how we got this show, and I'll leave that up to you to share because I think it's pretty cool. But why don't you share it?
I don't know if it's interesting because I'm still racking my brain, but I don't know if any of you out there that are listening have been following Oprah's Life Class. She has shows every weekday night about different life lessons, and last night's was about taking responsibility, for your life. And it was a great show. Every one of her shows are really, really great. But last night, I went to bed and an angel came to me and said, tomorrow's topic for the show should be, and she said something about energy. And I remember thinking, oh, that's kind of like, Oprah's show, but it was a different topic. And I remember saying to the angel, oh, thank you, that's a great idea. I'll tell Cherie tomorrow. Of course, I don't remember it. And then today I'm telling you, this angel gave us a great idea for the topic of today's show, but I don't remember what it is. And then I heard an angel say, go to Oprah.com. So I go on there and I'm like, okay, racking my brain. Anyways, the topic of today's show is about, not only taking responsibility of your life, but taking responsibility of your energy, the energy that you present to the room or that you're presenting to the world and those around you. Because we all, have energy that flows through us and around us and all, and you get energy from all different people that you interact with on a daily basis. And so everybody's exchanging energy, whether or not, they're aware of it or not. So today's show is about taking responsibility of the energy that you are sending out, so that you can create the best life for you and best situations for you, and draw into your own experiences what you ideally would like, for your highest purpose, and in doing so, you lift the energy of those around you as well. So that's what tonight's show is about.
Very cool. I know I'm excited about that. And a lot of people wonder, well, why do I care what kind of energy I'm sending out? I just want a great life, whatever that means to you. So let's break that down because I know myself that being conscious of what I'm sending out or what I'm thinking about and what I broadcast, like with my own energy, and because we're always broadcasting, energy's like a fingerprint. We all have fingerprints, but each one is different, right? You know what I mean? So each person's energy is different. So I think you and I spoke about this today. One of the key things to really be conscious of what you're sending out, what kind of energy you're sending out, and taking responsibility for your life is really knowing yourself and your energy, right?
Right. Absolutely. A lot of times, and it's okay to have like we have good days and we have bad days, but if you're aware of the energy, if you're aware of how you're feeling, then you can change the energy that you're sending out. So if you're aware, okay, today I'm having a really bad day. If you're not aware that you're having a bad day, you're going to send out more of that I'm having a bad day energy, and you will draw people to you. They're also having a bad day, and that will contribute to your bad day. Have you ever noticed that when people say, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and then the rest of the day just turns out, it just kind of falls in line with waking up on the wrong side of the bed, right? That's because you woke up with that energy, and you're sending out that energy. You're broadcasting that energy that I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. So everyone else is going, I'm joining that bandwagon. So you're drawing people to you that are contributing to your experience of waking up on the wrong side of the bed. But when you're aware of that and you say, okay, today I woke up, I'm not in the greatest mood, but I'm aware of this and I'm going to change this. And I want, today to be the best possible day for me, despite the fact that I, fell off the bed in the morning and I'm having a bad hair day or whatever it may be. When you're sending out that energy, you will draw those people to you. And everyone around you can be having a bad day, but when you're broadcasting that energy of a positive vibration, their negative energy will not affect you as much. And that's the point, is that you won't take on their energy because you yourself are aware of what you're sending out. And I think that's really key.
I agree with you on that. So let me be really clear, and I have a question. So you know, you want to make sure that you're keeping your thoughts and your energy high, okay? So you're aware of it. So maybe a way to say that would be really focus your intent, right? So when you wake up in the morning, you know, rather than being a slave to your emotions, right? You would say, okay, what, and you can use your emotions for great guidance, but what's your intent for the day? To, you know, my intent is to, whatever it is, to be strong, to have, to connect with people, to, you know, for us, you know, we work with angel coaches every day, to have the best day possible. And that sounds great when we're saying it, but what happens, I think we get so bogged down in the denser energies, you know what I mean, if we're not careful. Right. You know, so how do you change that? I really was thinking about that before the call tonight. One of the things that I think that you do is before you go to bed at night, take about 5 minutes to figure out what you're really super grateful for. You know, like your life. I was sitting with a friend of mine, for instance, today, and we were having lunch on the beach because I live on the beach. And I was like, man, I got a great life. I'm like, my backyard's the beach. My front yard's, you know, my front yard's just beautiful. My backyard's beautiful. And I live in one of the best areas in the people in the world. And did that just happen? Or what did I do to create that? Right. You know, cause if I can create it, anybody can, right. Because we all have that ability. So, but I remember before I go to bed every night, I think I am so grateful to have what I've got. You know what I mean? And that's it's a cool feeling. Do you agree or disagree? All right, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's just kind of, you know, the law of attraction, and keeping your vibration high, because what you think about, you know, you bring about. And, you know, so if you've got that positive energy that's flowing through you and around you, you'll draw only positive energies towards you and positive experiences. I think I was telling you about the woman that was on the Oprah show last night. I only caught a little bit of it, but there was a woman on there that was saying, you know, she watched a show that had been taped, you know, several years earlier, and it was about, I think it had something to do with energy, but she was talking about how she's a corporate attorney. And, you know, every day they have these really charged, emotionally charged meetings where there's a lot of stress and strain and a lot of people are always angry, and it's just very intense and, creates a lot of anxiety in all of the members of the team.
Right.
And, because everybody's exuding this energy of stress and strain and strife and anger, you know, every single time that she would go to these meetings, she would always feel so drained afterwards and always expecting this to be like a horrible meeting, and it always was. And when she saw that show, she said, you know, I'm going to take responsibility for the energy that I'm sending out, because I don't want to contribute to this, you know, this stressful environment anymore. And I'm going to take responsibility for my own energy. And every time that she went into this meeting, before she would enter the room, she would say, she would get a hold of herself and say, I am not going to contribute to the stress that is in this room. I'm going to only send out positive energy and maintain my focus and not be drained. And whenever she would go into this meeting, no one else around her, everyone else was going, you know, doing their stressful talking. It didn't affect her, and her life changed dramatically. She was less stressed out every day. She, you know, the people around her didn't affect her. She was almost like immune to it because she kept her energy. What she was sending out was positive energy. So everyone else around her didn't affect her. And then she took that and used the same tool with her marriage. And she said that for years, her and her husband had been arguing on a daily basis, to the point where they were discussing divorcing. And so she decided, I'm going to take responsibility for the energy that I'm bringing to this relationship and to every interaction that I have with him. And she would focus on an intent and a positive energy that she would send out, an energy of opening up her heart to love, unconditional love, and enjoyment, and loving kindness. And it transformed, just changing her energy transformed their marriage.
And that's amazing.
And now they enjoy their time together. Just by that awareness alone, she was able to change their marriage. It's amazing. And it only takes you to do that. Because what happens is, when the shift occurs within you, it also occurs within other people that are around you.
That's true.
You know, so, I mean, it just takes one person.
Yeah, and I was, Marian Williamson talks about this because she, you know, she's a great teacher with the Course in Miracles, but she's always talking about transformation of the, you know, we always say transformation of the planet starts with, you know, transformation of herself. You know, I think in, gosh, what was it, romantic relationships, she's saying, I want to be peaceful. I want to have love. And meanwhile, if you're arguing and telling your spouse or your loved one what you're against, or, you know, if you're saying, I want peace in the world or peace on the planet, and yet you're against your government, against whatever, she goes, how can you want peace and talk about peace when you have that inner struggle going on with yourself and within yourself? She says, so start, look for peace within you before you look for it, and then when you transmute it out or transmit it out, it's going to come back to you. I guess it's what you're really saying too as well, right?
Right. But more so just the act of her own, of this woman in the story that I was telling you, her own awareness, you know, she said, you know, every day was a stressful day for her, you know, at work and then at home in her marriage. And she never realized that she was also transmitting out an energy of stress and strain too as well. And other people were also transmitting it right back to her. So it was like twofold. She was sending it out and also receiving it in. And when she became aware of that, oh my gosh, okay, I can have a bad day. I can be around people that are having a bad day, but I can choose differently. I can have an awareness of my own body, my own thoughts, my own emotions, and transmit a different vibration. Because people will pick up on that vibration. It's like you can walk into a room with an open heart, an open mind, and you will immediately see a change in the people around you. They can be so stressed out, and all of a sudden, you can walk into the room, you know, with this high vibration, this light that's around you, and it can really change. I mean, I'm sure you've seen that happen with a lot of people. I mean, I've been in boardroom meetings where it's so stressful in the place that I worked. And then one person can walk in, you know, that's always got a great sense of humor and so much light and love around them. And then all of a sudden everyone else will feel jovial for that small period of time just because this one person has walked into the room. I mean, it's amazing.
That's true. Yeah, I like that too as well. One of the things that I know that we as one of us as a soul, where each one of us has a soul, is to really, really be clear on what is right for us, okay? Because sometimes we read the how-to books and how to achieve this, how to, you know, the diet books, like you were saying, the spiritual enlightenment books and that kind of thing, and we look at what's working for other people. But we really, really got to know what works for ourselves. You know, sometimes being a vegetarian might work for someone, but it might not be for you. Do you know what I mean? Or yoga might be the meditation for you versus a guided meditation that someone else is using. So instead of trying to say, well, this works for this person, really, really search your inner self, which means getting to know your own energy to find out what is right for you. Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, I thought that was pretty cool because I read that somewhere. You know, and it's just really it's really up to you to figure that out and everything. Let me ask you a question. What do you feel? Because we have a lot of. What do you feel like? Do you feel like most people, if they want, they're in the dense energies or the anger or the frustration or like challenges that seem like they cannot overcome them. What do you think would be the best thing to do to really resolve that within themselves? And to find a way out?
Well, when people, you know, it has to do with your mindset too, because, you know, every challenge can be overcome. And I know there's a lot of times when we feel depressed, and we go into those lower vibrations. But your brain and your mind are such powerful tools. All you have to do is change your perception of what is going on around you, your perception of your reality. What is causing you to feel so negative every day, right? Is it because you're surrounding yourself with negative people that are just draining you? There are those people that, you know, seem, you know, that can draw the energy from you or depend on you so much that they just pull it right out of you and they just, you know, it's almost like getting the life sucked out of you. And if that's the case, then, you know, you should distance yourself. Or is it because of your own mindset that you just feel like nothing can ever go right? And if you do that, then you're perpetuating more of the nothing can ever go right. And so just try to play a game for one day. Just say, tomorrow is the day that I'm going to just try to be in a happy place and maintain this vibration and see what turns up. because a lot of the times you'll see that it actually was a better day than the day before, just by changing your thoughts around it, just by changing your intention for the day, and even just one day at a time. I know it's a hard place to kind of come out of when you are feeling so low or so angry or so depressed or so frustrated, but you are the only one that is responsible for your life. And that's what Oprah's whole entire show was about last night, is that a lot of times we're looking to other people to make us happy, or we're playing the victim role of the, you know, why can't other people make me happy? You know, a lot of times the reason why we get stuck in that negative vibration is because we are playing the victim role, or we are still blaming others for the way that we feel. But really, we have to take responsibility, and that's what Oprah was talking about, is take responsibility for your life. And I think Paula Deen was on, I was telling you about this either, earlier today. Paula Deen was on her show, and she said, you know, she was, when she was in her early 20s, her father and her mother both passed away, and she had a 16-year-old little brother that she had to look after. And then she also had two little boys that were under the age of 3 at that time. And she was in a marriage that wasn't surviving. And she said, you know, she was struggling every single day. And Oprah asked her, when did your life change for you? Because now she's a multimillionaire and she's wildly famous. And she said, the day my life changed was the day that I took responsibility for it. And she goes, what do you mean? She goes, the day that I took responsibility for the fact that my parents had passed away. Because she said, I did not want to acknowledge it. I would not accept it. And I was fighting against it. The day that I decided, okay, they're no longer here, and that's okay, I can move on with my life and take responsibility. She said that's when everything started to fall into place for her. And she didn't have a vision for her life. All she did was just make that one little shift. She said that was her pivotal moment. And she said she would hear the Lord's Prayer in her head. And that's what, you know, the Lord's Prayer about, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the, you know, what is it? And the
ability to accept the things I can, or whatever.
To know the difference, right?
Right.
Because she would not accept the fact that her parents had passed away. And the day that she took responsibility for it is the day that it changed. And she created an energy shift within her, because the energy that she was sending out beforehand was this energy of victim and unacceptance. And you know, negativity, and everything in my life is not going well. And then that day she took responsibility, she changed her energy to a acceptance, allowing of abundance to flow through her, and allowing for positive change to happen.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. It is amazing. And she's wildly successful now. Mm-hmm. And so she just followed her own personal, took responsibility for her life, right? We were chatting about that today. You know, something I read, if something's not working in your life, one or more of your beliefs need to be changed. You know what I mean? So how do you believe in that or no?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we read that in the book yesterday.
Thing in your life. Right? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
That sounds familiar. Was that from the Personal Power Through Awareness book? That sounds familiar.
No, personal power. If any of your life is not working, one of your beliefs in that area needs to be changed. It's time to get a new map for yourself, or fix the old, or revise the old one. I think is the way that she's saying it tonight, Roman. But do you agree with that? I
yes.
do. You know. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
We've got a caller on the line. I know we only have that one line that's working today, so we're going to clear that out. Do you want to take the call that we got?
Yeah, let's take her.
So we can clear that? Okay, we've got Lindsay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
I'm glad you called. What's going on?
I have a bit of a comment. You guys?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I thought it had clicked out. Great subject tonight. It's actually been something I've been working on myself, and I think I'm finally starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. And Karine, I got your email. Obviously, we all knew it was about the job and things like that, but I've been trying to really get better about my outlook on life. The past few years have been really, really tough for me, and some of the things that I've been working on is actually some of the stuff you had mentioned. The meditating, the eating right, and the trying to accept the things you can't change, and I think that's been one of my hardest things. I'm still working on that, but I did just want to call in and share with the other viewers that's something that I've been working on. I'm starting to have some success with it, and a lot of the stuff that you guys are saying, it really does make all the world of difference. As soon as I was like, you know what, I'm not going to let my family issues, my mother, other things, the recession and stuff, stop me from finding happiness for myself and my life, and that I don't owe anybody anything. So again, something that Paula Deen, I believe you guys were mentioning, just a lot of the stuff that she was saying, I'm really starting to understand.
Wonderful. I know. We're seeing it happen right now around you too with the new job and everything. That's wonderful.
Well, not yet, but hopefully I'm supposed to hear from them sometime next week, but I did pull the joy card, and I did when I was in the interview room. I met with multiple people. I asked my main guardian angel if this was my job, and I did get confirmation of that very strongly and almost fell out of my chair.
Wonderful!
But, until it's signed on the dotted line, but I am very excited, and I really don't think this would have happened and how it happened a year ago if I hadn't done all of these steps, the work. The meat for me, chicken in particular, that was another phone call for a Friday night. The chicken and stuff like that for me really blocks me. But when I'm eating things closer to the ground, like potatoes but not fried potatoes, I've really, really gotten much better with it. So I was hoping to encourage and inspire others to do the same listening on the call tonight. But
that's
that was about it. But thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Wonderful.
Lindsay, congratulations.
Good luck. I know.
And, congratulations, thanks. And good luck with everything. Keep us posted. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Oh, always. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
But she's put in a lot of work. Do you remember how
yes,
where she started?
I know.
One of the things I think that we need to remember is we're all, as I said earlier, is that we're always sending out messages or energy. You know what I mean? So if we're really conscious about what kind of messages we're sending, not only to, you know, like she's working, she said something really key about working on yourself, like what you eat, you know, that's made a big difference for her, meditation, which makes, I think, a big difference for everybody. But when you get up and consciously are aware of every thought that you think, what you're thinking about all the time, and that's including, you know, like I have an issue with driving, road rage. I'm getting better though, you know what I mean? So, but if you're really conscious of that, then you can really, really see how you can go to a higher level in your thoughts, in your thinking, and go to finer energy. And when you go to that finer energy, I think that's where you can make things happen easier and quicker. It's a lot easier to get next door or go or drive a car when you're not walking through sludge or tar. And mm-hmm. that's where those denser energies are. Then when you can take your Maserati self and get there quicker by just thinking better and changing the energy around you with your own thoughts. And then right. Because whatever you send out, or whatever you're thinking, is going to attach itself to whatever energy you send out is going to attach it to like-minded people. All right? Right. So, and then it's going to come back to you.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Right. You know, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we all have those moments where you're around people that are in those negative vibrations. Right. They're having a bad day. They're angry about something or whatever. If you are aware of your own energy and what you are sending out, you'll be less able or less likely to have their energy affect you, because you know it's not your stuff, right?
Right.
Because you know what you're sending out, and then all of a sudden you come across some person that you're talking to them and they might be stressed about their, you know, finances or whatever. You'll be able to pick up on that, but you know it's not yours, and so you can just, you know, let it go and carry on with your life. When you're not aware of the energy that you're sending out and you're not aware of other people's energy, then, you know, you're going to be able to pick up on everybody's stuff, and you're not going to be in control of the experiences that you encounter throughout each of your days, because you're just going to be picking up from different pieces here and there from all the people that you interact with on a daily basis. And that's stressful. You know, I've gone through periods of time where, you know, I was not aware of what I was sending out, and I came across 50 people during a day, and I just felt totally out of sorts. One person's happy, one person's upset, one person's angry about her boyfriend, one person's, you know, frustrated about her finances, one person needs to move, you know? And you pick up on all of that, and you're just like, what am I doing?
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah, you're right about that. It's like, I've done the same thing, and I'm like, wow, you know, why am I not moving faster? What's wrong with my car? Or I have a flat tire. Not that it's all about negative energy, but, you know, it feels like, it, you know, one thing leads to another and so on. So imagine when we keep our positive thoughts, what happens. Mm-hmm. Hey, I think we got another caller. Nathan from California, I think, right?
Right, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, sorry. Sorry. Anyway, hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
What's your comment or your question?
Yes, I'm wanting to see if you see me working at a job from, it's called Pride Enterprises or Pride Tide. Incorporated. Or
okay, Tide or Pride. That's a good name.
Pride.
Pride Enterprises. Okay.
Pride Industries. I think it's a whole. It works. They work for Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow. Okay.
And my brother.
Can I ask? Your brother's what?
My brother's working there now.
Oh. Okay. Hold on a second, Nathaniel. When's your birthday? Because sometimes it's easier. We get a better read when we know your birthday.
May 1st, 1957 at 7:36 a.m.
Oh,
well, there you go.
He knows the time, too.
Yeah, you're doing better than most people. Anyway, so cool. Here's what I see.
My moon's in Gemini. My rising's in Gemini.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Cool.
It's Taurus.
Yeah.
Four planets are in the 12th house.
Wow. You've got your whole astrological chart there. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. That's really good.
I'm an astrologer, too. I also do the days. So Einstein was born the day of relativity, and Napoleon was born the day of royal command.
Oh, cool.
I think I have a book that has just that kind of – I remember. I've got to pick up that book. Thank you for reminding me. That is interesting stuff. I've got to look at that again.
And Lincoln was born the day of the unifier as well.
What did you just say was born on the unifier? What did you just say? I missed
that.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Here's what I feel with you with your job. I think you're going to get this. And let me tell you something, how weird it is. I had someone had called me yesterday and today two different people. Each had affiliation with Homeland Security. So it's like there's something going on here. And so you're the third one. So it feels like, yes, you're going to get your job. Your brother working there.
Do you know
what
I might be doing or where I might be relocating if I'm relocating? Because I'm kind of, you know, everybody was talking about money earlier, and I'm kind of down on the money scene. I have a bit of money left, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a bit of money left, but not a lot. That's okay. You have enough because you're going to get more. Okay.
I don't know when. I don't think I'll run out, so I hope not.
It's always
but,
good.
Divine timing.
Go ahead, Green.
Probably in the time, you know.
Divine timing is good.
Yeah. Is this job north from where you're at?
Yes, my brother lives. Okay. I live in L.A. or Orange County, California, and he lives in Sacramento, and he's working up in Sacramento, so I may have to move out to Sacramento there. But there's jobs all over. There's jobs in Roseville. There's jobs in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think they have jobs in, like, Afghanistan and stuff, since it's like Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. I think you could get a job in Afghanistan or something, and they pay you. You don't have to pay tax for the first year or something. I forget. I don't know.
It feels like you're relocating, but not out of state. It feels north to where you're at. It could be Sacramento. I'm also in Los Angeles.
I'm gonna, can I tell you something? What I get with him,
yes,
it's it feels like it's in California, and I'm so sorry to interrupt, Corrine, but it's like you're going, it's like San Diego, then I don't know why I just saw San Diego, maybe it's something there, and then going up to the wine country, does that make sense to you, like
well,
Northern California? Go ahead.
They have a place up in thing. They have one in Roseville, but they do have one in San Diego. And someone, you know, they thought they saw me move into some mountainous place that might be San Francisco or Santa Rosa or Santa Barbara or San Diego. You know,
I see San Diego. I think that's the first place. Well, I saw San Diego, and then I saw Sacramento or Wine Country up there with him.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It feels like a move.
You think I might be going to Sacramento or San Diego?
I feel north. I feel like going up towards the Sacramento area, like going up from where you're at in Los Angeles, going towards your brother's area. Sacramento, Santa Barbara, it feels like going north from where you're at. And it's not going to be a difficult move for you. It feels like it's parallel,
well,
which I don't really know that means. I'm sorry?
I live in a house now, and will I sell it or will I rent it out?
This feels like renting out and then getting
situated up north.
Yeah, and then getting situated up north. And they're going to get some help with that because it doesn't feel like it's a difficult move. It feels like a parallel move, and I'm not exactly sure what that means. It feels like...
Well, you know, California goes in a 45-degree angle. I don't know, you know, if you really realize that, but, you know...
Oh, wow.
I didn't...
that's right, the shape of it, right? The shape of it. Oh, I get it. I didn't even know that. Oh, that's interesting.
So that's where
Nathaniel, I have to tell you this. I feel like something is with San Diego, but you'll eventually, or maybe right after that, be up in Sacramento. Okay, so but San Diego can be really strong.
My brother, and I might do some of the initial, you know, the resumes and figuring out, and I might get a job for a couple of months there, and they say, hey, we want to transfer you to San Diego.
There you go. Well, anywhere where there's money and fun and you enjoy what you do and you have passion about it, you take it, okay? And you're going to have plenty of money. That's a non-issue for you, okay?
So I'm not going to be running out. I wonder if I should rejoin to the hot springs I'm at because in January I'm going to re-up and I don't know if I'm going to be around in Orange County or if I'll be going to the hot springs anymore.
decisions, Nathaniel. Let's go to the hot springs. That sounds like
well, you'll either be by the beach or you'll be in wine country, and either of those locations are a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but it feels like you're going to get the job, and that you will relocate, and it's going to be. It doesn't feel like there's going to be a lot of difficulty surrounding that. And that it feels stable. It feels stable. So. It really doesn't feel like there's challenges around it at all. It just feels like you're going to get some help with it and then things are going to kind of just fall into place. I don't feel like there's like any kind of like space in between or something that you need to worry about. It just feels like it's like a parallel move and it just happens. So it's a good thing to look forward to.
I'm excited for you. Your energy is delightful. So, and it looks like it's easy and you enjoy your life. So the next position is going to be great for you. Call us and let us know when you get your job. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
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 All right, we've got, do you want to take the next two callers? We'll just clear out the lines.
Yeah, let's do it.
The lines
yeah.
are working yeah. now, so that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Melissa next on the line.
Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Anyway.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
This is my first time calling in, and I was, you know how when people say you're guided?
Yes.
So I feel like I was guided today to call you. I've had like so many experiences in my life from, just something really quick to tell you, like when my father passed away, I was brought into a moment when I was sleeping. I actually saw my father transition from his body into the light. I've had him come to me through EVPs clearly. You know, I've had sightings of, you know, spiritual happening to me. You know, when you're like, how do I connect with what kind of gift I have, and how do I hone in on that and try to, you know,
to develop it more
on my craft? Because
to develop your gift more, is that what you're looking to do?
I think yes, I am. But my thing is,
okay.
I side thing too, this is the caveat to this. I have this gift, but then I have, you know, I have this other calling. So I have like two things, but I don't know what to do.
Okay, what's your other calling that you have a question about, Melissa?
My singing career.
You know, I'm going to share this with you. Corrine and I have worked with a lot of different people from a lot of different places. And right now, there's a gentleman. He's, I don't know how old you are. He's like 24, I think. But he is writing hip-hop music and performing. But what he does is he asks the angels to guide him to write hip-hop music that has a great beat and a great message, okay? Because he wants to reach the masses with his performing, and he uses his gifts that way. So what I think is, what I'm feeling for you is that's what you're guided to call us tonight, but that's what I see would be great for you, and I'm sure Corrine has got something like that, or something, you know, more that she wants to add. But you have an ability to use your you know, your energy, like we were talking about. You're always transmitting energy, and with your gift of music, singing, then you can transmit it to a lot of people and touch people with your music and using your gifts as well. So what I feel is in 2012 is a great year for you. Around spring of next year, there's something coming that's going to really launch your career. Not that you can't have it before it, but that's, you know, everybody has those pivotal moments. But around maybe February, March, maybe as late as April, there's something coming for you. When you're asking the angels for help, because you have Archangel Gabriel with you, and she says, ask for my help because I want to get your music out there, you know, get you out in the media, okay? That way you can use both of your gifts and really make a huge difference. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I saw the two tied together. And the music is really going to it'll nurture your development of your spiritual gifts. Because when you're singing, you're really in tune with your higher self. You're really aligned with spirit. And when you do that, you're going to open up even more. So that's just a wonderful thing, a wonderful talent that you have that really will facilitate more of your spiritual growth. That's wonderful.
Do you write music too, Melissa?
Yes, I do. Sometimes it comes to me, you know, it just comes sometimes to me, and I'll write a song within a couple minutes. Or sometimes I have songs that I just stop, and because I'll just let it, when it's supposed to come, I don't force it.
Oh, see, you're so good. You're already a step ahead of the ball game, right, Corrine?
Yeah, that's wonderful. There's something about a light. There's a light. When you meditate or when you close your eyes or something, do you see a light? There's a light.
Yes.
Yes? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, because there's an angel that's saying that there's a light. What I'm being shown is like when you are meditating or when you're thinking about your writing or when you're going to sing or something like that, there's a light that is being like around you, that they're putting around you. I don't know what this is, but they're saying you can tap into this light. I don't know. They keep showing me like a light. It's almost like a beam of light. I don't know why it's coming down, but they're saying this is your, what is this? What I'm trying to translate here. This is your inspiration. This is your center for your inspiration. I don't know what that means. Center for your inspiration. This light, okay, that you're looking at, really connect with this, okay? There's something that's going to, something that's being sent to you with your spiritual gifts, with your talent and your music. There's some kind of like, it almost seems like it's a light. What they're showing me is a light that's like a, that you can tap into, like a resource. That's it. That's the word. So sorry. It's coming through his feelings. It's a resource. I'm like, what are you trying to say? They just keep showing me the vision. This is like a resource, like specific that they're giving to you. It's like a gift, okay? This is like a resource that you can tap into to really nurture not only your spiritual gifts as being a medium, as being a clairvoyant, but also your singing abilities or something that's connecting the two for you, okay?
Listen, Melissa, this is really... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask,
should I, because I've been getting more into, I've been guided towards more of like getting more into like meditation and yoga, but I don't know what's the proper, you know, form that I should use. Getting into Kundalini, and I don't know if I should do that. I'm just like, you know, when you're like, you have so many things like coming your way, but you don't know which direction you're supposed to go. I don't want to go the wrong direction. I want to quiet my mind in a way.
When you first got on the phone with us, and you were talking, all of a sudden I saw a CD by Doreen Virtue called Angel Medicine. It is a meditation CD, and you can get it on, you know, Amazon, but go order. It's only like $10 or $11, but you can, you know, or you can go to audiblebook.com and download it on your iPod if you have one. That's a really good one, too, as well to use. And then there's also a yoga. Try that out because, you know, you're going to find which one works, or maybe they both work for you. Do you understand? But I got Angel Medicine really when you were when you opened the, you know, started talking. The other thing that I'm going to make a suggestion too is Corrine and I, we have a class on Tuesday night at 9:30, and it's free. And a lot of times we do meditations on that. And it's how to manifest your dreams. And we've got different aspects that we cover with that. And it's a free call. So if you go to angelcoaches.com, we'll send you the number and the information on how to get on. Okay, and then you can get different types of meditations there too as well. Okay, but you got a lot going on there, girl. It's a great year for you in 2012. But you're getting a big break if you stay on your path. Okay, and Archangel Gabriel says, tap into me. Yeah. She goes, I'm here to help you. Okay.
Keep you guys updated.
Okay. Yeah. Keep us updated. We got a couple more calls coming in. So.
Okay. I just want to really say, Melissa, there's also a female that's passed over on your side that also used to sing. I don't know if it's a grandmother or mother or something. There's a female.
Yeah.
Female.
Yeah.
That has crossed over that also was really great, really good singer. When she was in the physical world, she's also helping you. Okay, she's coming through really strong. She helps you with this, so you can ask for her help, but she's guiding you is what she's saying. Okay, thanks, Melissa.
Take care, Melissa. Bye. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Go to Angel Coaches, and we'll be glad to help you there too as well. Take care, my dear. Bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, I think we have another caller, Richard from. Online too.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty good.
Good.
I just wanted to see if there's any sort of messages being sent to me, because when I'm practicing, I regularly can feel somebody touching me and hear my name called. I feel somebody sitting down beside me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you're practicing what?
On my guitar.
On your guitar? Oh, nice. Okay, there you go. Can I ask you a question? This is going to sound so strange. What kind? Who is someone on the other side that played the guitar that you're? Who is an artist that you really like?
Gary Moore is one of my.
Okay.
He passed away in February.
Okay, because he's on the other side, like helping you. I'm just telling you. I was like, okay, but I couldn't get his name. Okay, you're both lefties. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's who it feels like is tapping into you and touching you. I was like, what? And he's like, just tell him. I was like, okay. And that he's with you, working with you. Are you writing your own music?
Yeah, I started to recently. A lot of times when I'm practicing, I just feel lyrics coming into my head and the music.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I'm seeing that's being given to you, lyrics, music. Oh, that's wonderful to be a musician like that. I took piano for years, can't play a single thing, but I love to dance. Anyway, yeah, but he's coming to you, and he says, I'm working with him. So you guys are connected. It's almost like you're intertwined with each other. Your energies are intertwined, and he's really giving you music. You and your higher self is giving you music. You've got a lot of help on the other side. You really do. But you also have a great gift yourself that your angels, your friend this artist on the other side is working with you to help you develop. Okay?
Yeah, it feels like I've done this before when I'm practicing. It just feels really natural.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's past life, too, as well. Mm-hmm. So that's what I get with you. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Go, Corinne, do you get anything with him?
Yeah, I'm getting the name Joseph. Does that? Do you know anyone named Joseph? Joseph is coming.
No, not offhand.
There's someone, I don't know who this is then, someone coming through with the name of Joseph. Did you recently change the pick? Did you say you play the guitar? Did you change the pick, or do you need to change the pick on your guitar? There's something,
I recently went from I was using a thicker pick, so I decided to use a thinner one.
Yes, okay, because whoever this is pointing to your pick, saying, they're pointing at it, like, there was a change around this pick. Okay, I think that means that was a good change for you that needed to happen. I don't know, but there's like emphasis around this pick here. You went to a thinner pick?
Yeah, a thinner one because I wanted to get kind of a softer sound. I can actually copy my favorite guitarist already pretty heavily.
Wow,
and actually,
very
sometimes
nice.
I have to tell myself to slow down because I'm actually faster than they are.
Wow, oh my goodness. This is definitely carried through from a past life, then, a natural talent for guitar. It is guitar, yeah. Right? This is a...
Yeah.
It's a guitar. He just...
Okay. Because I'm getting another...
Do you have any other questions, Gary, that you want to ask us? I'm sorry. Richard?
Do you see it leading to a career anytime soon?
Yes, I do. You've got some engagements that are popping up for you. What I feel is it's going to start small. It's like small engagements, but then it's like preparing you for something bigger. Have you gotten anything in the next month or so?
No, I figured I probably was going to wait until like a February, May of next year to post something on YouTube and see what type of reaction I get.
I think that if you start now would be better, okay? Do you understand? Any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow, and that's the message I'm getting for you, super strong, okay? So start going now. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, you can wait till then, and that's okay. But if you do it now, then you're going to, February, March of next year, you're going to be further ahead, okay? You are ready to start now. That's a big message for you, okay? Mm-hmm.
Feels like you're going to be like in a band. I like a band. Do they call it band? I guess it's a band, right? A group, like three or four people. Like you're a member of a. It feels like a member of a group, and you're playing the guitar in this group. There's like three or four other people, though. Three or four. I guess they call it a band, right? A band or a group.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. Like you're part of a. What is the? I don't know the terminology. But it feels like you're in a group. Like they're looking for a guitarist and you join their group. That's what it feels like. You are part of a group. That's what it feels like is where your next step is going to be.
Well, you've got a lot of help on the other side and you're going to do well. Start right now, even if it means that you start just a little bit, but do something, okay, to take your dream, because you've got a great dream and you've got a great gift and you can share it with humanity, okay? And it's just going to get better.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Can you ask me one quick question? Well, I regularly feel like there's water droplets landing on my face. Is that something trying to get my attention or something? But it's actually not any water there. It just feels like it.
Does it feel like spider webs or water droplets? That's usually a sign of spirit, angels trying to connect with you. Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what feels. It almost feels like there's droplets hitting my face.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's like angels. Your spirit's really trying to connect with you. You gotta.
Oh, wow.
I also feel like I know, isn't it? It's like I feel like that there's like music. You have a great musical ability, and it's just like you've got the whole. You've got the other side. You've got this. You know, people on this side that are going to help you. The other side. The only thing that is now up to you just to take it to the next level. Okay, so I don't you see that, Corinne? He's going to get some good things.
Yeah,
2012.
Yeah, there's you've got talent in almost every string instrument. Because when you said guitar, there were other instruments that were just popping up. It's almost like your natural ability goes to every string instrument. Because I saw like a ukulele, and I don't know if that's from past life or not or whatever, but I saw like different string instruments, like even bass or even anything that's a string instrument. So if you haven't already tried to pick up other string instruments, you have a natural ability to play all of those, is what I'm being shown. It's like I'm being surrounded by all different kinds of string instruments. It's kind of crazy. It's not only just the guitar, but it's like everything. Have you ever tried anything else?
No. I like sometimes mess around with just the bass part on my my guitar just to kind of, you know, get some bass sounds out of it.
Mm-hmm,
now, my mother was a viola, played the viola, and she always wanted me to pick that up.
You definitely could. If you've got some extra time or you just want to play around, you know, you're going to be amazed that you can pick it up, and I think you'll be inspired by the fact that you can. So if you've got, you know, go to one of those, like a guitar center or one of those musical instrument stores, and then just play around with the different instruments there and see what kind of melodies you can play, because it'll come naturally to you, and it'll give you some inspiration. Because you'll just be amazed. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could play the banjo. I didn't know I could play the cello. I didn't know I could play the violin. It's almost every string instrument I'm seeing here. So have fun.
You're like a musical genius. Okay? We want to take lessons from you, okay? And if you want to, you can write our introduction to the beginning of the show, right, Corinne? Just kidding. Anyway, thank you, Richard. You've got an amazing gift, and let us know as you're progressing, and give us a call and share with us about the breaks that you're getting in your music, because you're destined to have them, okay?
Oh, yes, well, thank you. I will keep in touch with you guys.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, Corinne, I wish I could play instruments, don't you? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh,
you
know? I did when I was younger. I played the piano and the flute, and I cannot. I played for years, I was telling you, remember? I cannot to this day remember how to play. And I played for years. It's almost embarrassing how long I played them, and I definitely didn't inherit any type of musical talent into this life, that's for sure.
Neither did I. I was sitting here, I played the piano for years, and finally my piano teacher said she does not like the piano, she will not practice, and don't make her suffer through it again. It's pretty bad, the lady that gets paid for teaching you doesn't want to teach you. I was like, okay. Free, you know. So sad as that, you know. But,
wish I could remember. I have a sister that is so musically inclined, and she plays the Chinese harp. She plays the piano. I mean, she's just so natural. It's so challenging for me. Even to this day, I can't. I try, and it just doesn't flow. You know, I'm a good artist, so I can work with my hands. But you would think that I could play the piano, but you know, so it just doesn't come.
No, I the music for me as well. My daughter's extremely talented in music, can sing, and I don't know, that it skips a generation. You know how things will skip a generation?
Oh, I know. I wish I could sing. That's one thing I wish I could dab. I think I can sing, but I can't.
Hey, I can dance, though. I do ballet and jazz. I was like, okay.
I would love to. It, the one instrument that I would love to remember how to play is the piano. And I feel horrible that I just can't remember it.
You and me both. I was sitting, I can't remember how to play it. And, you know, and I sat there and I was like, oh, you know, and I used to get really frustrated. But, you know, we all have musical talent, or we have some kind of talent, right? And part of living the best life possible is really finding your passion and really finding your talent. And that way, if you're living in passion, working in passion, and your lifestyle is full of loving what you do, can you imagine the message you're going to broadcast out to humanity and to yourself, to your neighbors? It's going to be even better. So I know that
music is really good with the energy too, because my sister was actually telling me that the one way that she changes her energy that she's sending out when she recognizes that she's in a bad mood or in a bad place, or feeling really down, is she plays the piano.
And that's neat.
Yeah, and that when she's in that moment, after she plays the piano, she feels so much better, and she's in a much better space, and her vibration, the energy that she's sending out is much, much higher. And it's just a simple trick like that, just playing the piano helps for her. And I was like, wow, I wish I could play the piano.
Right. If you and I sit down there because we can't remember, we'd be like, oh, man, I'm so frustrated even more before. So, hey, if you can't play it, listen to your iPod. That's what I always do, listen to my iPod. You know what I mean? So,
right. So, listen to music if you can't play it.
So there you go. Exactly. And have your own concert going on. Why are you sounding so bad? Because I'm singing with the music. So anyway, as I said, the musical talent in my family skipped a generation, and that's a good thing. My daughter got it. I think we're almost done. So let's wind up the show. We've got, if any of you guys that are listening want to tap into our manifesting call, and we have one on Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. East Coast time, and we talk about different aspects of how to manifest your dream, your life, connect with your angels, your higher power, find your passion. So that's what we do, and we've got a workshop coming up real soon, Indigo Crystal Rainbow Children and Parents and Children Working Together. And I know that we've also got, you've got an angel card class, I've got a mediumship class, we've got a lot of different shows or different classes going on. And you and I and Diane are writing a book now about manifesting, and it's going to be a little different, so we're excited about getting that out there. You have anything else you want to share before we close?
No, that's it. All right. See you guys next week.
Take care. Bye, everybody.
Good night.